Welcome to Nightly Encounters. Roll it. To Nightly Encounters. This is the 10th episode of the Mary Lee Tapes. If you guys have been following along, I'm just have to say thank you for checking these out. These tapes have never been released to the public by any means until now. I'm dropping a tape every week or so, and you know, trying to get the audience to email me or tell me what their thoughts or anything like that are. So in these box of tapes that I also got, there are multiple tapes from different speakers, different things, such as a NATO tape about a metaphysics course. Dr. Douglas Baker, and apparently, well, the tape I'm going to probably show you guys right now is from a doctor who, his name is Sol Lewis, and he was the founder of the Michigan Metaphysical Society, and he's part of the Warren Light Center, WLLC, and it's kind of interesting. So this tape I found, this is a relaxation a relaxation tape, an orientation to relaxation. So, yeah, I'm going to give you every 10 episodes something different. It's kind of like a break, you know, like when you watch but if you play a video game and you're on this journey and you just need that break, and it's like, rest here, traveler, right? I don't know. I'm about to play you guys a tape from, apparently his name is Sol Lewis. That was what was written on the tape. And he was the founder of the Michigan Metaphysical Society. I have a page right here, actually, that I just found him on. I'm just going to read him out then. So this is on the warrenlightcenter.org. So Sol was a frequent participant at Warren Light Center gatherings. He was an active and popular speaker, teacher, and instructor who often brought a number of people from Michigan with him. Besides being knowledgeable in metaphysics and an impressive, inspiring teacher, Sol was also highly skilled in hypnosis and in using hypnosis for positive life changes. His family was graciously given permission for us to host Sol's book Awareness and several audio tapes on this site, which you can find by clicking on Sol's name, blah blah blah. Well, anyways, I don't know if I am going to get banned for using this tape, because this tape is literally was in this box of tapes that I had. So hopefully I don't get banned for using it, but it's kind of interesting, nonetheless, to hear who this guy is. And, yeah, so without further ado, here is a random tape about orientation for relaxation.
Side of a relaxation tape to affect a condition or situation that you desire. Upon preparing yourself to receive self-awareness. It is required and necessary that you slow down the whole metabolism of the body through relaxation. And it is suggested that you take a series of deep breaths, very slowly, inhaling and exhaling. And then turning on the recorder. When you have established a very comfortable position where you will not be disturbed for at least 15 to 20 minutes, it follows that nothing occurs without thought. First the thought, then the condition. And I believe and know that this is understood and accepted. I want you now to wiggle your finger. Go ahead. Now to do that, you accepted the idea and you made it manifest. It would not occur unless you first decided with thought, and then it becomes a reality. So all that exists is an extension of thinking from the one consciousness. The Creator, out of his own or her own or whatever consciousness, formulated all that you see. First thinking it into existence. We are physical, chemical, and electrical in our nature. And the conditions that exist in our life are relative to these positions. We make our tomorrows today by our thinking. We have the ability to change situations by changing our thought structures. The brain is an apparatus of us, like a computer. And what is acceptable by the computer is the playback of our reality. In other words, whatever we put into the computer is going to be played back. As our computer. So it is required that you become aware, understand this, and program your computer to this very highest, to your degree of awareness, which is in a conditioning of expansion. As you increase your understanding and awareness, so do you increase the potential of that which is yours. And that potential is without end. It is a continuum as you raise awareness. You are a microcosmic being becoming a macrocosmic being. And your latent abilities that you possess within you increase and come to the fore. It is suggested that you meditate as often as you can. And in using the method of meditation to harmonize all of the conditions that exist within your physical, mental, and spiritual bodies, bringing into harmony through that peace and quiet, the alignment of increase of frequencies. There are working with you in the non-physical sense, entities who are dedicated to serve. Their dedication is to serve man for their growth on their path. They cannot do for you without your request. So you have to ask before you can receive. It is a karmic law. Nor should you at any time create any situation for anyone else as an authority without them asking you. By tuning in to the higher frequencies and being in resonance with that consciousness where there is a communication on a mental or spiritual plane. You can make your requests in an authoritative, positive way. In the creation of this planet, as was described in Genesis, it was not stated that I hope there will be light, or maybe there will be light, or I would like to have light. It was stated emphatically, let there be light. That is a positive approach. So let there be awareness of a higher degree to fulfill that which you desire, and that is which is required for your expression in this physical material world. We come in at our request for growth. Our lives become our teachers. This living life and its everyday experience is a teaching principle. How we react to the situations that exist is the result of the outcome of our existence. By increasing awareness and remembering the self and knowing every moment of what is occurring, you have that ability of correcting, programming, and permitting and allowing the very highest to manifest through yourself. You maintain the humility, the love, and the light that is yours. You never flaunt your gifts and talents. Push anything onto anyone else. You work mostly in the silence, and you permit and allow others to express as they so desire. You know that you are constantly in an electrical force field, a magnetic field, that is subject to your emotional self and your thinking. You purify that with the awareness of the Christ consciousness constantly being encircled or engulfed or in a cocoon of radiant white light. This purifies the electric magnetic field and protects your physical body, your mental body, and your spiritual body. The only thing that can penetrate that force field is greater light. Entities of a negative nature cannot penetrate that field. Only when you lower your guard and come into that lower frequency of negativity are you open magnetically to receive. You receive that which you are by attraction. You are a consciousness expressing through a material physical body. And this is your link to this three-dimensional material world. You affirm in your acceptance through your self-hypnosis that the body, mind, and spirit function in perfect harmony, that every atom and every molecule of your being is bathed in the radiant healing light. You increase the energy fields by visualizing the blue light coming down through the very top to your head, and then enlarging the radiant, beautiful light blue. And as you are impressed by certain colors, always of a pastel nature, you utilize this to increase the frequency and vibration of that which you are working at any particular time. Your meditation should be relegated at a time that is convenient, not specifically at the same time every day. Do not be a slave to a specific time, for if you miss that time, your judgment of yourself is very severe, and your guilt feelings will have an effect acceptable to you that is made available. You walk in this radiant light 24 hours a day. I am the way. I am the light. Consciously aware. I give to you a gift. Two words that you can utilize for protection at any given moment. The words are yada vehi. Yada vehi. When you call these words out, sense and feel a radiant light surrounding you completely and protecting you. When you get into your automobile, you yada vehi the automobile, for the car now is an extension of you and you've enlarged your body, so to speak. So you put a protective field around your car. Yada vehi. Now this actually works and protects you. You can put it around your home, your place of business, individuals who you see who are in need of help. You can do it in the silence for them. Whenever you hear a siren go by and you know there's a problem, you send the radiant light of yada vehi with that. Now you have a tool and it works. You can send that yada vehi anywhere in this universe and it'll work for you. Preparing for the other side, as you turn this over, you sit quietly or lie down, whatever is conducive, into a very favorable position. You start breathing very deeply, very evenly, then turn the recorder on. Use this as often as you can, and know that each time you use it, it increases the potential within you. Each and every time you use it, it becomes easier for you to manifest that state of consciousness that you desire. Now I am concluding this side, and you are prepared to turn this tape over. Suggestions given to you. Visualize now as if a very beautiful, radiant, golden light has entered into the very center of your body. And as if you're using a rheostat, you're increasing the light to where it encompasses within and without. You are virtually within an egg of radiant golden white light extending around you and encompassing you in perfect protection. The beautiful radiant light. Nothing can penetrate this light, only greater light. Now you're breathing very comfortably and very evenly now. To help you achieve a very beautiful state of complete relaxation, I will count down now from 20 to 1. With each number as I count down, you let yourself go. You feel every muscle in your body becoming loose, limp, and relaxed. You start with the feet now. You feel the muscles in your feet, toes. All of the foot, the ankle just relaxing completely. Just let those muscles go and relax. Let that feeling now course up into your legs and your knees and thighs. Just feel your legs going limp and relax. 20. Going down deeper, deeper into complete relaxation. 19. Letting go now, feeling at the very base in the spine. The relieving of all tension and relaxation manifests there now. You feel it just becoming so relaxed. The back muscles now, as you go up the back and relax completely. You reach the back of the neck now, and it's so relaxing. So loose, so limp and relaxed. Like spool rubber bands, just so loose and relaxed. 18, down deeper, deeper, as if into a very relaxing sleep. Sleep, sleep. 17, the muscles around your head now, your shoulders, your arms, just releasing now, just letting go. Just feel the weight of your arms now. Hands just going loose, limp and relaxed. 16, 15, down deep, 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 sleep, sleep, sleep. 14, 13, so comfortable now, so relaxed. The muscles around your eyes now, so heavy. Beautiful inner peace now comes within as the light increases its radiance. A beautiful inner peace of calm manifests through you now. As you take a very deep breath, hold it momentarily, exhale slowly, and drift deeper, deeper, sleep. 11, down, deep, deep, sleep. 10, coming down, 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 deep, relaxing, sleep. 9, very comfortable now, very relaxed. In case of any emergency at any given moment, you can awaken alert and refreshed and function perfectly normal. But for the time now, you're so relaxed. Drifting down deeper, deeper. Sleep. Sleep. 8. Deeper. Deeper. Sleep. 7. do it with authority and see it actually manifesting in your mind's eye of that which you desire. One, two, three. They have been affirmed. I want you to also think of your guides and teachers who are in your band and become aware of their existence, make them aware of your requests and their help. Affirm that now in your mind's eye. You get into contact with them. Okay. completely relaxed and having that beautiful communication now, affirming that all things working for your very highest good. Each and every time you utilize this tape, you find that you're capable of achieving a more profound state of deep relaxation and attunement to the higher consciousness. In case of any emergency at any given moment, you can awaken completely refreshed and alert and function perfectly normal. Now you're very calm and very peaceful. And I'm going to affirm that every atom and every molecule of your existence is bathed in a radiant healing light and brings all things back into perfect balance, giving you the feeling of youthfulness, of well-being, physically, mentally, and spiritually. To awaken you now by counting upwards from 1 to 5. With each number, you feel a new sense of vitality. To count of 3, you'll be more aware of the physical body. At the count of 5, you'll open your eyes and feel refreshed, alert, and very happy. Coming up now, 1, 2, 3, waking up now, more and more, 4 and 5, wide awake and feel perfectly wonderful.
For listening, and that was just kind of a little break from the Mary Lee Lawson tapes, and hope you guys thought this was kind of interesting. Again, this is from, I'm pretty sure, from the, 1960s and the 1970s. He was a doctor, man. He spent time in army hospitals using hypnosis to help treat soldiers with certain injuries. So, this is kind of crazy that I had this tape, you know? And it kind of fits with the ESP experiments of Mary Lee. So, anyways, I hope you guys enjoyed our 10th episode. And take care.